Can I help you with anything? Oh, it's you. Why am I not surprised? Can't go anywhere without making a nuisance of yourself, can you? Go on, finish up. I may be a woman, but I am not your mother. You can clean up your own mess. And then, come see me in my office. Didn't you know? I move libraries. Right along with you, apparently. Isn't life funny? Down one flight. Take the long hallway. It's the first door on your right. Don't keep me waiting.
It's open.
Close the door. Well, don't just stand there gawking. Sit. Yes, unfortunately, the world doesn't stop turning just because you need some attention. And it doesn't revolve around you either. You're right, I did. And I appreciate your timely arrival. What I don't appreciate is you making trouble for me. Again. What happened? I thought we got all those noise impulses of yours under control. An accident. Likely story. You just can't go into a quiet space without stampeding around like a bull in a china shop, can you? And what? You thought since you'd moved schools, gotten away from the big bad librarian and her mean old list of rules, you'd be free of responsibility? That you could just run roughshod all over whatever poor, pathetic, milquetoast individual they hired to care for these stacks without as much as uttering a single word of apology. And I meant to take your word for it. If I let you walk out of here without as much as a slap on the wrist, what's to say you won't do it again? You do have a history of causing problems, after all. That was when I thought you'd learned your lesson. It's my fault, really. I thought too highly of you, and now look where we are. Back to square one. Yes, you're right. I moved jobs so I could get closer to you. It has nothing to do with the higher pay and better benefits, no. Do you hear how ridiculous you sound? I would be lying if I said there isn't a part of me that's a little excited to see you again. And then you have to go and ruin it all by making a mess of things. I bet you didn't even shelve them correctly either. Don't worry, I'll check your work. I suspect you already know. Though I hope it won't have to come to that. Unless that's what you want. No. You don't understand. It isn't in your words, honey. It's your actions.
I'm fluent in body language.
Then why are you here? We both know you don't have to do what I tell you. But we both know that you will. You're the type of person who needs a firm hand to keep them in their place. And that's all.
Because you're a huge fucking brat.
Don't deny it. You thrived when you were wriggling under my thumb. You miss it, being educated by your superior, don't you?
Tell me.
That's what I thought. That wasn't so hard, was it? Good. Pants down. Now. Because you made a mess of my books. Dropping them like that can damage the spine. And you were loud. Disrespectful. Dismissive. Like I said, you don't have to. Very good. I knew you could listen when you really put your mind to it. Now, unfortunately for you, you hesitated when I told you what to do. This tells me that you're still not fully capable of following the rules. So, I think we'll add 5 extra for that little slight. Not this time. The ruler is so impersonal, and I did miss these moments. My sweet little brat bent over in supplication, nervous, and so fabulously quiet. It's like seeing snow in the springtime. Now. Hush. As much as I like you silent, I'd really rather not gag you. It's all right, baby. I believe in you. That's one. Go on. Count out loud. With me. Two. Three. Four. Five. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, almost done, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. There. All done. That wasn't so bad, was it? Of course. Your punishment's over. You know, you managed to impress me. I know. I'm surprised myself. But you managed to stay quiet, even though I was spanking you awfully hard. Maybe you learned a few things after all. You're right. It has been. And people change. I wonder who you'll end up being. I'm eager to find out. Oh, all in good time. And I couldn't in good conscience keep you from your studies. You need all the help you can get. Then prove it. I'll show you how. These are my private office hours. I expect to see you back here as soon as possible for your first lesson. Those were just a warm-up. You're in the big leagues now. Think you can handle it? We'll see. I look forward to it. See you soon.